is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told VOA this week she believes it was good that North and South Korea are talking, but it does not excuse their behavior.
I think this is doing what North Korea has always done, which is when things get hot, start talking. But the problem is we're not going to play the same game we've always played. We're not going to just talk and think that they've suddenly seen seen their ways and seen the way out.
Haley said North Korea not only has to tell the international community it's stopping its programs, but demonstrate it as well. Human Rights Watch has released its annual report for 2018, calling on political leaders to fight what the group calls authoritarian populist agendas. Kenneth Roth, executive director of Human Rights Watch, criticized U.S. President Donald Trump.
Trump has been a disaster for human rights, in part because he keeps embracing strongmen. He seems to have this insatiable desire to embrace people who have been able to govern without the checks and balances of democracy.
Roth also said French President Emmanuel Macron needs to be more active in defending human rights. Senior Zimbabwe opposition leader Roy Bennett was killed late Wednesday with his wife and three others in a helicopter crash in New Mexico. Another passenger who was injured in the crash managed to get away and call for help. The 60-year-old Bennett was treasurer general of the opposition movement for democratic change and a fierce opponent of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who was forced to resign late last year. You're listening to VOA News in Washington. House Republicans facing a Friday night deadline to approve funding.